Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Welcome to Beyond Surviving, the safe space for survivors of childhood sexual abuse to receive support, resources, and share their stories. Beyond Surviving is about freedom, healing, connection, and even laughter and fun. Most importantly, it's about letting go of the pain of abuse and finally moving on. I'm Rachel Grant. For those of you who don't yet know me, I've been a sexual abuse recovery coach since 2007 and am the author of Beyond Surviving, The Final Stage of Recovery from Sexual Abuse. I work with survivors who are sick and tired of feeling broken and unfixable, and I help them let go of the pain of abuse and move on with their lives. You can learn more about me and the Beyond Surviving program at www.rachelgrantcoaching.com. This week, we continue the series on rewiring the brain, and this time I'll be sharing with you specific techniques for challenging negative patterns of thought and behavior.
So continue, Rachel, really go into this because this is helping, definitely helping me, and I'm sure that anyone else listening back, you know, like you were saying, it doesn't have to be something as traumatic as sexual abuse, but we can all relate to some of these things, and it's very helpful to understand why you are believing the things that you're believing and thinking the thoughts you're thinking, so how we can rewire our own brains for a much better experience here. If you could go further into those areas that we generally, all of us, carry these false ideas.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah. So, for me, I think part of what was so wonderful about coming to this idea and beginning to understand it and, reading more about neurology was the fact that, prior to that, there was this real sense of, it felt very nefarious. Like, how do I actually get my hands on this? Like, how do I actually get control? And not really control, but like, can I, how do I really affect change here? And when you begin to understand that the brain is a biological functioning, lump up there, machine, and that you can, interact with it and engage with it, to me, it gave me very concrete, very doable, very actionable items. So one of the first things that I always do with my clients is I ask them to do a list of everything they want to know and believe about who they are. And I have them write these as generally as I am statements, right? Like, I am beautiful, I am valuable, I am smart, I am successful, I am important, I matter, whatever comes to mind. But I just usually ask them to, you know, kind of just start spilling it out. Just say it. And when they reach that point of, okay, that's it. Okay, we're going to give it a minute. Now give me some more. But the idea here is that if you can really allow yourself the freedom of doing this exercise without self-censoring, what you're doing is you're starting to tap into all of the core beliefs that are sitting there, your authentic self that's there, but maybe pushed down a few layers underneath some false beliefs. So usually somebody who will come up with the, you know, I am valuable as a something they love to know and believe about who they are has the countering false belief, I'm worthless, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's information in and of itself. And also what you'll start to notice is that some of them will feel really good. They'll be like, yeah, I totally know that I'm amazing or I'm funny. But then when you get to something like I'm successful, it kind of feels like shoes that don't fit. And that's mm-hmm. the brain going, cannot compute, do not have that message. Like, it does not have it yet. And so that's a place to start focusing and building some new neuronal pathways. And one of the most very basic, like the most fundamentally basic way that you can begin is by simply saying what you want to believe out loud, right? And this is a little bit different from what you normally might hear of, like, positive affirmations. This isn't about, like, making yourself feel warm and gooey and yummy and that if you just say it, you're going to become it. And, you know, if you just mm-hmm. believe enough that you're going to make it. But what it does is it tunes your attention, right? Part of what's difficult and upsetting about the false beliefs is it keeps our eyes focused on very particular behaviors, very particular outcomes and experiences. And by starting in the morning saying, you know, this list of I am beautiful, I am valuable, I am worthy, I am funny, I am successful, I am intelligent, that sets out a very particular frame for you as you go through your day. And it's also challenging the pathways that are there that counter those negative thoughts. So that's kind of your most fundamental, most basic idea that you were at place to start.
So you're saying to get up in the morning and start just going through those statements or actually saying the statements mm-hmm. out loud, like first thing when you get up? Is that?
Yeah, that's the idea. And understanding that you're not doing it to make yourself warm and fuzzy. You're doing your mm-hmm. – it's like if you get up in the morning and you meditate, or you get up in the morning and you go for a run, you know, or you get up in the morning and you do yoga. This
right.
is your – morning exercise for your brain.
It sets
your brain, it sets your intention for the day, it sets the brain in the right direction, right? It's like, okay, today I'm going to do 5 reps of I'm beautiful. You know, like think of it like that.
Okay, right. That's a great way of looking at it. Yeah.
5 reps, I love that, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't want you to go and then all of a sudden you're like walking straight on the street like I'm the most gorgeous girl ever. No, this is, I mean, yes, you're going to start to feel this and you're going to start, you know, expressing that. And that's the idea. The idea is that as you start to reinforce these ideas, then it trickles down into your behavior. It trickles down into your actions, right? I know for me, one of my strongest false beliefs was about not being worthy. And so I would wake up when I started this practice and I would say, I'm valuable. And there was literally a voice in my head that laughed. It said, ha, that's funny. Like, you know, like, whatever. What are you talking about? This is ridiculous. And I just said, okay, you know, thank you, brain, for your input. I'm going on with my day, right? And every morning, I am valuable. And then probably about 6 months later, I had this experience where I was with a friend, and his friend turned to me, and she said, you know, you're just so shallow. I really don't know, like, I don't understand you at all. And I remember being so caught off guard by that, but also very, what are you talking about? That's not me at all. And I pulled my friend aside and I said, you know, I don't really know what that was all about, but I know one thing's for sure. I am way too valuable to be talked to that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, it fell out of my mouth without me even knowing it was going to come out of my mouth. And I stopped and thought, oh my God, there it is. Like, here's that moment where, like, the thought, the reframing, the training is now an action. Like, I'm running my marathon now, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the reason why we do these things. It isn't like a kitschy little, you know, silly mm-hmm. kind of thing. It really is about bolstering the mind, getting yourself strong so that when you have those experiences, because life is going to challenge you, and it's almost like as soon as you identify a false belief, everything in the world conspires to try to reinforce it. So as soon as you start trying to fight it off and fight it back, life will come along to try to say, no, no, what are you talking about? You really aren't that worthy. You really aren't beautiful. So the more you exercise, the more you practice, when those experiences come along, you're prepared, you're ready, so that you can, you know, push back.
That was actually a really good experience to have her say that to you so that you could have the experience of affirming yourself and realizing, wow, you know, that's taking root. So that was actually kind of neat.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had a similar experience.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, please do. No, you do.
I was going to say I was totally relating to what you were saying just then, Rachel, because I had this experience. And, you know, they come from, like, you go, like, wow, where did that come from, right? Mm-hmm. When something, like, kind of abrupt like that happens. And it does reinforce that you know for sure, you know, because you're not going to take it, kind of thing.
Right.
And you're simply not going to let somebody treat you like that. So it proves to you how you have a belief then about yourself, because it does come out of, it's like the universe does give you this opportunity to kind of practice it.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost felt like after I had the experience, it was almost like this actor showed up in front of my face that was sent to by the universe to kind of give me the opportunity to have a true experience, right? It was a true experience because, you know, you didn't know it was coming.
Right.
So I was at work the other day, and I got a phone call from someone. It was a customer of where I work, and they were really rude, very rude, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my response to the person was simply, I don't know if you've ever had an experience like this, when somebody is like, it was over the phone, but it would have been like right in your face, you know, when they were really rude to you and talking down to you, like in a demeaning way.
Mm-hmm.
And the person said their part, and I said to them, when you're not rude anymore, you can call me back. And I hung up on them. And because I'm also coming from this place of, with my training, that person has got to be really out of alignment to be behaving like that, because, you know, their behavior was certainly showing it. And here I am on the other end of the phone giving them an opportunity at the same time to tap into something about themselves too, you know, because I simply was not going to sit there and like go, you know, go into another mode, which I would have done a long time ago, which would have kind of taken it on myself and figured I must have done something wrong.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's a perfect example. So like the what happened of that experience is someone is upset and being rude or yelling or dysfunctional, and then your interpretation in the past would have been, it's my fault, I'm responsible for that, I've got to make it right, kind of a thing. Whereas now you were able to skip that and go straight to your new understanding of self, and instead go to, I don't deserve that, this isn't my problem, this is about the other person.
Exactly. And it was really after, it kind of threw me a little bit, because I was a little bit like, it was like it blew my hair back how rude this person was being. But it didn't have anything to do with me. And that's a great place to be, because there was once upon a time when I kind of felt like everything was my fault, you know. And so it gives you the chance to see your growth and expansion when the universe gives you an opportunity to practice that exact belief, right?
That's right. Yeah, and
right.
You can even
good.
Go another layer deeper, just to the level of being of humanity and empathy, and begin doing alternate interpretations of why she was rude. Maybe your husband just broke up with her. Maybe she doesn't have any money. Yeah, exactly, right? Mm-hmm. And so what that does is it also keeps us from being, and I'm not saying you were being, but I know you from this, when you're a coach, you know what to do, but other people, and when we're not totally aware of what we're doing, we can become really harsh with people, right? We can say, well, you know, that person is being this way, and we can do the correct work of keeping ourselves out of story or out of false belief, and that's really good. But we, you know, if we don't do that alternative interpretation, we walk away thinking that we know exactly what that person was up to, when actually we still don't. Right?
No, we don't. I didn't have any clue. I don't know what their beliefs are. I don't know what their day was like. I don't know anything. But when you can kind of maintain that kind of, I at the same time, no, you don't get to speak to me like that, right?
Absolutely.
And you
have
to
be. That's right.
And,
but that's like the fourth layer. That's now like we're getting into the deeper layers here, which is like the fourth step here of getting into communication with people, right? A lot of the reason why we can stay stuck is in our loops and our false beliefs is because we don't talk to people about things. We don't go to that guy and say, hey, you know, when you didn't call, I began to think that, you know, you didn't care or you weren't going to be here for me or whatever. And I just want to check in on that. Or I just want to let you know that, you know, sometimes I have the tendency to go there, right? And the great thing is when we do that, it's two things. First, we give the person the opportunity to come back and say, no, you know, wait a minute, that was not what I wanted you to get out of that at all. And two, we give up the false belief. And the person kind of gets to play the game with us now, if it's somebody that we trust and we want to have on our team in that way. And when we see ourselves or they see us kind of getting into those loops, they can call us on it. Be like, hey, friend, you know, I think you're over there in, you know, story land again. Come back over here, you know. So that piece of understanding that when we have experiences, unless we get into conversation, we are in the world of interpretation. And we may be making really very concise and very intuitive and very strong and next to correct interpretations, but they're still interpretation until you get into communication.
So, Rachel, what stops people from doing that? That's such a good point that boy, just a little conversation could certainly clear things up. Is it because we're so when we're trapped in these beliefs, we're so self-focused that it doesn't occur to us that perhaps something's going on with the other person that we need to check out, or is it fear? Do you think of hearing something we don't want to hear?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that a lot of times the tendency is, boy, I'm just not going to bring that up. Because, quite honestly, one of the interpretations that you might have of, like, the person doesn't care, it could be right. You know, the person might not actually care. I care about it, you know. So there's always the, you know, one of my relatives, he always says, don't ask a question you don't want an answer to. So, you know, I think we fall into that sometimes. But unfortunately, you know, when you get down to the bare bones of it and to the fact of the matter is you don't want to be in that. You don't want to be in the kind of pretending and faking it place.
Right.
You know, you want to know, okay, this is really what's going on. The person, you know, isn't really invested here or whatever the case may be. So getting past that and being able to be open to whatever the response is that the person has. And quite frankly, too, sometimes false beliefs, they feel good, right? The brain is, it's natural. It's where it's supposed, you know, there's no work. It takes work to get out of it, right? Sometimes it's easier just to lay on that couch and be in it. And you know what?
Yeah.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. If you have a day where you're just in it, that's okay. Don't make yourself bad or wrong. You know, I have those days sometimes. But the difference is that the difference once you begin to do this work, because our interpretations are never going to go away. Our false beliefs are never going to go away. But what does change for us is the frequency with which they show up, up their, you know, ugly head, and the duration with which we stay stuck in it, right? So, you know, in my, you know, survivor life, I could be in a false belief for months, right? Now I might be in a false belief for a day.
Right.
And the amount of times that happens is so far less than it ever did, you know, than it did before. So you don't want to be too harsh on yourself. You don't want to get into a nasty habit of kind of blaming, because all that does is it just makes it go in, you dig in deeper, right? You dig into the, I'm messing up again, or here I go again. That's just another false belief that you're reinforcing. So, sometimes you just have to be with it. Sometimes it's like, I don't want to go to the gym today. I just want to sit on the couch and eat Twinkies, whatever it is. So
right. We
all have those days. Don't punish yourself for them. But the great thing is that you'll also be aware of it, right? You'll kind of see it now from the outside and going, okay, yes, I know I'm over here in my false beliefs. Yes, I see myself doing that, and I know I should really do the work to get out of it, but I don't want to. But just the very fact that you now have this counterweight of being able to see what you're doing will help move you out of it so much more quickly and so, sooner. And also having people on your team who you can call up and be like, man, I'm really stuck in something right now. Can I just talk it out? That's also really helpful.
Very helpful. Very helpful.
No matter who you are. I mean, Kathleen and I will call each other sometimes and say, okay, I'm just stuck here. And, I need a partner. I need somebody to, mm-hmm. help me out of this. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the happiness habits is to surround yourself with support.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And, that's one of the dangers of false beliefs is they do feel isolating. We become, it's like all about my own world and it's all about me. And, it's just this little teeny space. It's so confining. It's so constricting. And so one of the things that I love about doing this work is that As you start to pull away these layers of false beliefs, the person's authentic self just naturally shows up. I'm never necessarily building anything new in. It's really more a matter of pulling away these, cobwebs and the dust and all the grime so that, the true, authentic, beautiful self can just be there and be seen and be expressed. And, that's, really amazing, and to be able to do that working together. But we need help with that sometimes, because sometimes it's hard to first of all see what it is that we're stuck in, and then other times to have that stamina. It's just like working out. People get their buddy system and workout partner, all that thing to do to really help.
Yeah,
exactly.
Certainly do better with a buddy.
So I thought I might just quickly summarize the four steps. I know we're drawing right close to the end here, so I thought maybe I'd just do a quick summary. Would that be helpful if I just kind of...
Oh, definitely.
Okay. So the first kind of top layer approach that you want to have is to simply sit down and write your everything I want to know and believe about who I am. And, even if the brain goes, what are you doing? Don't write that down. That's ridiculous. Write it down anyway. And begin a practice of, on a daily occasion, reading those out loud. And out loud is really important because the brain hears information and processes more deeply when it hears it as opposed to when you just read it and kind of do it in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing is to begin paying attention when you have experiences that are upsetting or you're just out in the world, doing this practice of paying attention to what happened and what you're making it mean, what happened, and your interpretation. You are doing this all the time. So you can take any situation that you're in. Like, girl walks across the street with the boy, and she tries to take his hand, and he doesn't respond. What did I just make that mean? What was my interpretation? Oh, he doesn't love her. He doesn't like her that much, No, there's a million different things. So you can do it for other people as well to start the practice, to start paying attention to the things that you also have about yourself. My friend didn't call. I made it mean. My interpretation is this. And then go to that third step of looking for the alternative interpretation, interrupting, hitting the pause button, looking for other options. And then if appropriate and necessary, do the fourth step of getting into communication, going to the person, and finding out what actually really is going on.
Thank you for tuning in and joining us today. Don't forget to visit www.rachelgrantcoaching.com to learn more about sexual abuse recovery coaching and to explore the other resources available on the site. And please be sure to subscribe to this podcast. We have much more to share. Join me next time when I'll be talking about how to trust yourself and others. Until then, take good care of you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.